first I have to welcome you. And and also be looking into the NCACC 2007 annual report. We were supposed to meet on the 7th. Because the office of the chair of the NCACC, Minister Mufamadi, requested a postponement of the meeting, which was scheduled to take place on the 29th. And he then pleaded with the committee that the 7th would be a good day for him to be part of the meeting. But having said that, the department communicated that he won't be able to attend. But the deputy chair, the minister, Sonjika, was to come. Later we received a communication to then say Mr. Sonjika won't be able to attend because she is been deployed to the DRC. We then took a decision last week on Thursday as a committee then say we can't continuously postpone this. The committee decided that it must be communicated with the department that we met today. The committee members further added that the Secretary of Defense must be part of that meeting. That then includes the minister. The reason given is that the political head must introduce, it's a norm, they must introduce the bill before the committee. So that the technical staff would then do the rest. The concern was raised by the members, as they've been doing so even in the past, about the absence, in some instances, of the SecDef to come and present himself in the business of Cabinet and Parliament before the Portfolio Committee. It was then emphasized in the meeting last week that he should be part of this meeting. Later was then further communicated to the department. Yesterday the chairperson had about after, it was about 4 o'clock or so, received a call from the minister pleading their case, where they indicated that they won't be able to be part of the meeting because of other commitments. One of those commitments visit to the DRC. I did then indicate that hearing what he is then saying, Tamara is going to be presented before the portfolio committee. That is today. So that the portfolio committee must then take a decision whether we are proceeding with a hearing in the absence of the minister and that of the SECDEF or not. I'm bringing this members because as part of the agenda issues before us is the defense amendment bill. That is item 4.2 in the agenda. And also the military discipline bill. My comment on the 4.2 defense amendment bill, I think before you have a copy of the letter that indicates that the department is intending to withdraw that bill. That isn't being based on the issues that were raised by the committee members in our last meeting when we dealt with that particular bill. Two issues that came up front was the Reserve Force and the Inspector General's position. Perusing the letter, then it does indicate that they have conceded to the argument raised by the Portfolio Committee regarding the Inspector General, where they do indicate that they also agree that you can't legislate for that particular function. Added to that, the letter then appeals for the consideration of the Portfolio Committee regarding a bill that the department intends to introduce. It's been attached and crafted. Has not yet gone through the cabinet. Has not been tabled with parliament. Whilst it refers to some of the issues that were in the bill that the department intends to withdraw, it then becomes a new bill. This is where I'm not quite sure whether did it really form part of the bill that were deposited with Parliament by the department as bills that the department intended to have passed by this Parliament before the end of this term. Is it one of those bills that were supposed to meet the deadlines set by Parliament? Because my understanding, we had four bills, and this particular bill was not part of those bills. Early in the year, it was communicated with cabinet ministers to submit with Parliament the bills that they would want Parliament to deal with during this current year. I'm saying this because this bill is not yet before Parliament, but there's a special plea in the letter that the Portfolio Committee must consider assisting the department regarding this particular matter. The Military Discipline Bill, 4.3. You'd recall, members, that I reported to yourself last week that there's been some communication behind the scenes between myself, Office of Religious Government Business, regarding the Military Discipline Bill and letters from the department to the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, that they were intending to have this bill tabled with Parliament in due course. The letter then indicated that there's been the to and froing between the department and the cabinet regarding this particular bill. I'm talking here of a bill that has not been tabled with Parliament. We discussed this matter without laboring on the matter. We discussed it and we then agreed that tomorrow we allow the department just to come and give us an insight regarding the discipline bill so that we can then begin to understand what they are coming up with and why this plea behind the scenes that we consider and also accommodate this bill in our program in the event that it has been tabled in Parliament. But members, having received now the other letter talking about the Defense Amendment Bill, a new bill altogether, then the discipline bill that has not yet also been tabled before Parliament, then that then brings a lot of questions. Because we are a committee, members, that has a business before it. We have put together a program for this particular committee. When a call was made that members must, all those members that and committees that are having legislation before them must come back and leave the constituency work, we complied and we came back. But what is before us, it's not at all satisfying. I'm saying now this as a chairperson. It's not at all satisfying. Because it's disorganizing the work of the Portfolio Committee as much as the constituency work that we should be doing. I'm saying this because if there are bills that are before Parliament, every department treats that as a priority. Now, if that does not then happen, you remember pretty well, it ends up reflecting on the Portfolio Committee and Parliament at the end of the day as if Parliament is not doing its work. Things have been said about Parliament. Thus, then, I want members in this meeting today to begin to reflect on that, because there are priorities. The department must begin to prioritize and treat Parliament with respect. I want us to open up, members, just briefly, because we have the officials that are before us. But the political heads are not here. We are supposed to have the public hearing, as you see the program. We're supposed to have the public hearing next week as scheduled. And was supposed to be briefed today. And if we are not being briefed today, it then suggests that we have to amend the program accordingly. For how long are we going to continue to do that? We're also inconveniencing the people that will be coming to present before the portfolio committee because they've communicated this particular date to then say they must come and present their case before the portfolio committee. Can I open this to them so that they can also make some comments?
Thank you, Chair. I share a lot of the sentiments that you have expressed and the concerns you have expressed. This is not the first time that we're discussing this. We've had the similar problems in the past. You're quite right. We have these bills put before us and we are supposed to process it and to pass these bills, but that can only happen if due process is followed and we get cooperation from the department, which is not seriously forthcoming. There have been meetings in the past where officials of the department have done their best, and we acknowledge that. But there are questions sometimes which they cannot respond to because it's beyond their mandate to respond to those questions. And that becomes problematic for us, and I think you can recall some occasions, such occasions. In as far as the military discipline bill is concerned, it's quite absurd that such an item should be even put on this on the table of this august body when we haven't received any briefing or any documentation, and we have deadlines to meet. We have a program to which you have worked hard to put together. It disrupts everything. So I want to also register my concern at the attitude of the department and the manner in which it treats this committee with contempt. However, we are here. It costs us, the taxpayers, lots of money for us to travel, even for the officials to travel, and it's actually sad at times that we do not manage to realize the desired outcomes as a result of lack of earnesty on the part of the department. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, indeed, Chair, we are using the taxpayers' money. But it is also important that as we do these bills, we do them rightfully, which therefore that requires the political heads to have been here and should have prioritized this. In my own observation, Chair, yes, officials are here to deal with the technical. Like the Honourable Member has just said, that there are certain things that officials can't answer to, that warrants the political heads to answer to. What informs the amendment bill? And we must be taken through that and must be taken to confidence. Because we are here representing the masses of the people of this country. And it is us and the political heads that are supposed to take us through that, because we're several people's interest, as much as we are using their money. And therefore, I suggest that the political heads must be here when we deal with this. If we are going to be dealing with this, it will be in an unofficial capacity, not officially, because we can't deal with this without the political search. We need them here. It has been said, the Chair has mentioned that Parliament has a program. We are here because of the program that involves all of us. And if some of us see that it's not important to be here, then I don't understand it. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Chair, yeah, there are several issues before this committee, and I think we must just separate the issues. On our agenda today is the matter of the NCACC report. which you quite rightly said that this report should have been presented by either the chair, which then Minister Mufamadi, who then said that the deputy chair, Minister Sonjeka, would then come. Both of them have since indicated that they won't be here. I think, without doubt, this committee cannot receive a report of that nature without the chair or the deputy chair, and preferably both, not being present. Then the other issue is the one of the amendment bills. Now, we discussed three amendment bills. The defense amendment bill, which has been withdrawn, but in an indication again from the department that we should give attention to some amended version, which hasn't even passed through cabinet. Not being tabled in parliament either. Similarly, the military discipline bill, which hasn't officially been tabled in parliament. Now, I cannot see how we can deal with bills that haven't come through the right channels. And I think in principle, we must also take a stand and say that when those bills come through the correct channels, being tabled in parliament, being accommodated within the parliamentary program, because we know that this present parliament is also reaching its end. The number of plenaries left before we adjourn at the end of the year are very limited. So it would seem that from a logistical point of view, we won't be able to deal with those bills in any case. That leaves us with the NCAC amendment bill, which quite rightly we said we wanted a political intervention from the minister, by the minister, by the SecDef, before we deal with it by the officials. I do agree that we've come here at great expense. The officials who are here have come here at great expense. And although it does not comply to a specific request by this committee that the order should be the political intervention, the SecDef's intervention, then the officials, and we deal with it and deliberate and we invite public submissions, etc., etc., that maybe we should just deal with this bill on an informal basis, seeing that the officials are here. But if we accede to that, we do it with greater reluctance and with the express objection of this committee to be noted. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. First of all, I agree with Dr. Schoeman. Let's unpack it and take it bill by bill and issue for issue. Otherwise, we take it as a group, and it's not necessarily a group. The military discipline bill, I haven't seen a copy, and I don't think any member of this committee has seen any copy of the military discipline bill. I would assume the military discipline deals with the welfare and the interests of our soldiers. So we need to interrogate and read it and study that bill very thoroughly before we can oversee it or to discuss it and implement it. So it's very problematic to discuss a bill in this committee if the bill is not in parliament and the bill is not before the committee. the Military Discipline Bill. So really, I think in that instance, the parliamentary processes should dictate to us whether we consider the bill or not consider the bill. It's surely because there was, I think it's scheduled for tomorrow, and last week we said when we consider the introduction of that bill, we also needed the people from Parliament, the parliamentary law advisors, to say whether this process can run concurrently and whether it meets the deadlines of Parliament. That will determine whether we can consider the bill and secondly whether we have enough time to do it. So I think that should be the process to be followed. The Defense Amendment Bill that I'm not sure whether I understand it correctly, but the previous Defense Amendment Bill has been withdrawn officially by an official letter from the minister. But then now a new bill has been introduced. And this new bill does not discuss the issues of the previous bill. So again, there it is, the DOD needs to talk to Parliament. What is the parliamentary process to bring this bill, not before the committee, before Parliament? And only then, I think, can we as a committee decide on the Defense Amendment Bill. Because, let's talk about practical issues, the new Defense Amendment Bill talks about the obligatory service for reserve force members. And we agreed on that as a committee. And then that section in the bill disappeared from the bill. Now, the whole Defense Amendment Bill is only on the reserve force in peacetime, call up in peacetime. And I would think it's an important piece of legislation. It's important that we do consider that. It should not be a controversial issue. I think we've gone through the process, but the way this bill is traveling, that for me is not clear. And I think that's a matter between DOD and the Parliament, and not necessarily us. We're caught in between here as a portfolio committee, which should be an issue between the Department and Parliament. Whether this bill, because this bill doesn't have, what was distributed this morning doesn't even have a number. So what is the status? So we need to find that out. And lastly, I agree with Dr. Schoeman and other speakers that annual report of the NCACC is a matter for the chair of that committee or deputy chair to present. I don't think we can get away from that. They know it, we know it, the institution knows it. As far as the bill is concerned, I'm a bit concerned. Again, it's an important bill in the sense that to a large extent, it talks to the prohibition of a mercenary activities bill that was adopted by this parliament earlier this year or late last year. So this amendment of the NCACC bill gives effect to the knock-on effect of what we already passed in Parliament. And if that will fall by the wayside for reasons to be known, then I think it will be a pity. Because then we are, then it's delaying an important piece of legislation that has a knock-on effect on other important issues. And we need to consider that. Thank you.
I start by saying that the situation is unacceptable for our ministers not to be here. We speak of the officials who have used a lot of money for taxpayers. We too have used the resources to come to Parliament to meet these bills. But unfortunately, we are not attended. Chair, it's not the first time. It's several times. Sometimes meetings are postponed because the ministers are not appearing. to this committee. We all disadvantage our armed forces because we have to do these things for the purposes of our army. The army that defends, protects us, defends the country, and so forth. Now, say, Chair, we continue. We create a norm. Even tomorrow, even in the near future, they will just do this to be upset. It's a very serious situation, Coach. I don't know whether let's postpone or let's continue. But I would say, let's postpone this meeting. What's just because we expected them to be here, but they are not here. If possible, Chair, we postpone the meeting until they come here. This is very serious. Chair, you know, we are from the operations, underground operations. I just want to indicate this. When our commander, when we appear at a particular place and our commander is not there, we disperse immediately. We don't have to take chances. If we take a chance, our commander will continue to do this. Or perhaps he's arrested. It's a method of underground, M-plan. In the 60s when we were implementing Mkhondo with this. So what's use? Our commanders are not here. Our ministers are part of our commanders who are supposed to explain these bills. Now they are not here. When are they going to be appear here? I understand other members who are saying let's do certain sections of these bills and all that. But we expected those heads to be here, the ministers. It's unacceptable, Chair. The situation is so serious and unacceptable. It's not the first time we postpone several meetings. If we continue with these meetings, they will continue. They will make it a trend. Thank you very much.
I'm going to say something else now, which I hope will help the committee that will come after us. I've said this before. If you look at these reports that they have been presenting us here in Yenya, the NCACC, it's always marked secret. The letter to us is marked confidential and the details secret. I want to ask a question. If you look at statistics, information, types of quantities of permits processed, number of conveyance applications received, 80. Number of permits issued, 102. What's secret about that? How do you interrogate that? How do you do your oversight? Who applied? Why was it refused? How do we do our political oversight? Details. Look.
No,
country, Spain. Category A. Reason, no reason.
We're still talking about process.
Yeah, but I'm saying the NCACC, the reports are actually incomplete.
No,
they don't allow us to do our work.
We have not yet discussed that. We have not yet discussed that.
Joke.
We're currently still discussing the process. We're going to get into that. I don't think that is a problem. And let me zoom into exactly what you've been saying regarding the report. Members, I communicated with the Office of the Chair of the NCACC last week in writing. Where they were saying they are requesting that the report be tabled with a portfolio committee. it was brought to their attention that our constitution doesn't allow that. Particularly the Act does not allow that. The Act says they must table their report with Parliament. Mr. Shawi then agreed. We then agreed that we communicate with them in writing to then say, because this matter has not been resolved since between the Portfolio Committee and the Department as to whether they must table the report with Parliament or with the Portfolio Committee. I'm saying the Act says they must table with Parliament. I'm getting to the question of your secrecy that we're talking about. But it has been a special plea time and again from the Department to then say, allow us to table it because there are certain issues. So that question should be asked when they are here. What I then did last week is to write a letter to them to then say, rather than for them not arguing the question of the tabling, let them table that report with the Portfolio Committee and we'll discuss the matter in here. Thus then they have sent that report. I'm then saying, we're not dealing with the report now. We are going to raise that matter when they are here. I further then communicated a letter to the office of the Speaker to then say, we have allowed the Department to table with us, though we know pretty well that it's against the Act. For Parliament also to look into the matter and accede. It's a special request to accede that we deal with this matter because it also forms part of the amendment that they are coming up with. Thus then, I then said, let's list, because we need the report. We need the report so that we can begin to pose the questions that you're asking. To then say, what is secret about it? Because they're coming with an Act that also wants to talk to it, if you get what I'm saying. But I want to repeat to them, say, but the Act does not move to then say they have to table the report with Parliament. But we have to be responsible and listen to them as to why they say it mustn't and the report must be treated as confidential. So I was then expecting that we were going to deal with that matter today with the Polkan has been present and then resolve this matter once and once for all so that by the time we deal with the bill, we're also able to deal with the question of the secrecy and the confidentiality of such reports. What can be disclosed, one cannot be disclosed. But now our hands are tied because we cannot. That's why I'm then saying, let's talk to the process. There's a proposal that came, that Diana was then proposing that rather let's wait until they come. I want a member that is going to come up to then say, I move that so that we can be able to move on, members. So then. I think when you then you say you move that we postpone. It then says we have to find a date, and that must be immediate. We have to adjust our program accordingly. 3 days that we had next week was for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, where we're supposed to have the briefings. On Tuesday, Wednesday, the committee was going to deliberate on that. And Thursday. As the committee then agrees, I move as the chairperson that we amend that program accordingly and call upon the department to come and present their case before this committee on Tuesday this coming week. Having said that, would expect the political heads of the department to be part of this meeting. We are then accordingly communicate our decision and the reasons why we took this decision with Parliament. And that also going to talk to the Defense Amendment Bill that is coming through so that we can get a clearer indication from the little government business, because they are the ones that are dealing directly with Cabinet. And similarly, because there had been some communication between the chairperson and the portfolio committee regarding the discipline bill, also that can then that must then be communicated with the Speaker's office so that we can get a proper clarity. Then I want to further say, members, we have business before us. This really disturbs the program of the committee. You remember we're supposed to be visiting Darfur, Burundi, and DRC. Our forces, South African forces, are in those countries. We know what has happened in the previous week. And we have communicated with the department accordingly to begin to get a brief from them as to what measures have been put into place before, during, and after the incident that took place in Darfur. We are expecting the department to inform us accordingly. I'm saying this because the committee, if we had a different program, rather than the program that is before us, we should have visited those places according to what we agreed on early in the year. We keep on postponing. There are various other issues that the department should be briefing us on. The disquiet that is there within the army, particularly driven by the unions within the army. We should be dealing with that because we as the committee, we have all agreed that something is not correct within the army that must be attended to. Apart from that, I was not quite happy to hear today that two of the submarines are not in use. Yeah. Because there are no resources. Complaints about the budget that has been cut. That the budget that the Navy has been allocated over the period of time is still the same budget. That doesn't begin to address the challenges that they are currently confronted with. So these are some of the issues that the committee must then begin to look into. That's part of our oversight. As much as the bills, Dr. Koranov, are just as important, but I think the department must organize itself accordingly for the same common cause and purpose, because we're working as a team. Parliament and government, we have to work as a team. So I'm saying this because as we're going to communicate with the Speaker, these are some of the things that we just have to bring to their attention. I saw your hand, Mr. Shah.
Chair, that's exactly the problem. I mean, we are in a constituency period and we have so many responsibilities. Now, you're trying to accommodate them on Tuesday and Wednesday. It's so important for me to be here, but unfortunately, I'm now committed to some very vital constituency work that has been pending for a long time. Having an AGM in my area and all of that, I can't not be there, and this has to be done. So this complicates our whole lives. Yeah. So I'm going to have to apologize, and it's sad. It's actually sad if you're going to convene the meeting for Tuesday and Wednesday. And I don't know about the other members, whether they're available.
I don't think we'll be able to influence them because we have our program set, and it was the commitment made and the directive that came to then say all portfolio committees that are having legislation before them must be in Parliament. So that we can deal with the legislation. That is why we are here. Because some of the members who are not having legislation before them, they're in their own constituencies. If you intend to communicate your apology, let us receive that apology. But that must not stop us, because I think you do appreciate the seriousness of the issues that you've just raised and why we have to meet next week regarding this. Thank you, then. Without any further ado, I would request the portfolio committee members to remain behind and request the department, appreciating and thanking you for coming. We'll be communicating with the department accordingly with some of the issues that you just raised, and we'll be welcoming you on Tuesday next week when you come and present before us. And then the tomorrow's meeting with the committee secretary is about the defense, that is the discipline. I think we have taken a decision that we shall, because we'll be communicating with the speaker regarding that. That's going to be contained in the letter accordingly, so that it must come in the right way to get the right briefing. So having said that, members, once again, I have to thank the department for coming. And let's adjourn just for 1, 2, 3 minutes, and then we can resume again.
You accepted one application and you rejected the other. So now we want to see what is our current policy.